Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. If knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome back once again to Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 12. Hey, welcome once again to M period, A period, N period. That's the abbreviation, the acronym for music activism and news. And for those listening live to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, we welcome you all, and you can feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number to be involved, like a couple of numbers that I see on the phone line already. If you're sending in any commercials or any music, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three. You may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, just stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, always call back or press 1 if you didn't do so in the beginning. Because I'm coming to the phone lines. I don't make the show. You all do. Now, with that being said, you can catch Common Sense Radio on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also, the YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. and Joseph P. Motley Jr., Instagram of Junior Alfred Porter, Facebook of Joseph Motley Jr. period, Facebook Kit and Angelica. That's Angelica with a K. You can Facebook HipHopWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio with classic episodes. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Facebook Pete Weeks, because he's a producer. The web page, blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio airs Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. on voiceitradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. www.labor.org if you're looking for work. Also, the Twitter page, Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Al Porter, Junior 1, and at Grandpa Rapper 1. Also on YouTube, we are Cleveland Power Groove Records. That's YouTube channel, Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. I'm having enough fun here. And before I go to the phone lines, I need to at least take a look and let people know, hey, when it comes to everything looking good, I like how I segued into that. Anyway, looking good, home improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installations, repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry, and decks, 216-205-7247, that's 216-205-7247, or lookinggoodhomeimprovement.com, LookinggoodHomeImprovement with a .com. Now, one of the things that I'm looking at is the top 10 in our region. It's always our top 10 list from a Monday to a Monday. What is causing, what is getting a lot of attention? What's being spoke about? I will say honorable mention. That means it was just mentioned a lot when it comes to what's going on in our region. One of the main things that is happening is, and this will be very phenomenal, Sunday, March 26th, 2023, 3 p.m., Embassy Suites, Hilton Beachwood, 3775 Park East Drive. You had to have your tickets, though. But it is Reverend Dr. Audie V. Simon celebrating 50 years. Celebrating 50 years. Definitely A.M.E. Zion Church. There are always things that could be happening that you may be able to reach. So you could do your best to reach 440-865-0143 or 216-431-7716 to see what they can do to help on that arrangement in itself. My thing is, as I go back here, I'm going to give you the top 10 now from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, debuting, HJS Rise and Fall Tour is starting back. Number 9, Mr. Solo Found Myself debuts. Number 8 debuting, The Actual Tannis, Bat Boy, Banky, Kendrick Lamar, Satan and Satan Jr. Number 7 debuting, Facebook, The Party, 3-25-23. That's DJ Chicago birthday, born date, this coming Saturday. Number 6 debuting, Facebook, Lady T Speaks Live, Women Speaks Conference 2023. When it comes to that endeavor, I'm going to read some of the things that's going on with that, because it is at the African Art Museum in Cleveland. I think that's the African Museum in Cleveland, 1765 Crawford Road, 4 to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, celebrating women empowerment. Definitely, definitely, definitely. I know I have tickets to that this coming Wednesday's Black on Black Crime, Inc. meeting, which happens at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 7:15 p.m. Doors open, but I'll be there probably at 6:30 p.m. Now, and we'll also have another special video premiere happening that evening. Wow. But right now we're focusing on number 6, debuting, Facebook, Lady T Speaks Live, Women Speaks Conference 2023, honoring Fannie Mae Lewis, Lady T named March Mama Porter Month. Much love for that. Number 5, moving up, Joseph Motley Jr., YouTube, Rest in Peace Silver B. He's got the hot song from Dub, and about 3 new songs, including Nia Too Sexy and the hip-hop minister, LaVita Murray. Number 4, moving up, Nova the Rebel Energy. Number 3, CUMR Volume 15, over 2,200 views. Number two, debuting Rock P4 Shilzy birthday last Saturday. That debuted at number two. And number one, what could be bigger than that? You need to know. Number one, the biggest jump. All St. Patrick's Day events from St. Stoney's Week to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Now, let me go here to the phone lines and say I thank you all in advance for being a part of this program. Let's start off with the 216-727. 216-727.
Hello, everybody out there. Hello.
Yep, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Excellent. Yes, I can.
Okay. Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Belinda. This is Brenda Former. As my colleagues will call me, Queen D at Block Talk Radio. How's everybody doing out there?
Excellent.
I tell you, time don't wait. Today, they said today is the first day of spring. Today is the first day of spring, y'all.
Yay!
And I'm learning, yeah. I'm listening at you. And, you know, time don't wait. It's passing by while as we all talking and doing this radio broadcast right now. It's like, this is already 2023, and it's already passing by fast already. We're already in the third month of this year. The third month, y'all. The third month. Glory, hallelujah. And it's like, I mean, how can I say I can't make up a scripture of words where I can make up a saying of words singing that time don't wait. And it don't wait on you. That is the word for tonight. Time don't wait, and it don't wait on you. You can get something together and plan something. And they always say plan as you plan something, and never go as well as it go as planned. Sometimes it's best don't plan nothing. Just get your piece of notebook paper or. What you call those books, the competition books.
Right.
Open it up and write it down.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Write your little ideas down and your thoughts while you're sitting out thinking what you're thinking about and everything. And, you know, when you get done writing it down, go in your prayer closet, and pray about it, everybody.
Okay.
And get your answer from God. People can encourage you. We all can encourage you and talk to you until you turn blue in your face. But the whole key to this whole thing is you the one, the individual itself, while you're talking to them, they are the ones who have to take it in if they want to take it in and listen to what you want to do in your life. You know, we all dream.
Okay.
We all dream. You know, every woman, the number one dream is having a big fairy tale wedding, a beautiful dream house, a beautiful dream car. I mean, it don't come and fall down from the sky, y'all. I mean, y'all know that now. It doesn't come down, fall from the sky. You have to put work into it. You have to put work into it. God said when you do the first step, he'll do the rest. And what I'm saying is you have to put the work into it to get there, to the mark. To get to the mark, y'all. You know, I know what I want, and Brother Al know what he wants, and my other colleagues, Ronnie B. and Master, Lord, I almost said the name. Oh, my God. I'm so tongue-twisted now. Master Tapp, Stop Gotti. Art, Deacon Dante Taylor, Miss Glass, myself, Queen B, and all the rest of the colleagues on the Journey to Fam. I'm going to say the fam. Fam means family, y'all, which is my other family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we all have dreams, and they all have our own thoughts. We all have our own minds. We all think different, you know. Nobody, ain't no two people the same, unless it comes to you talk to, you know, get to talking and it marks up and equals to the same, all right? But what I'm trying to say is whatever you got up on your heart to do, don't let nobody change your mind. You go with your flow. And you follow your dreams and don't let nobody stop the dream that you can succeed. If you feel you can't get the first round, because I'm trying to get to my dream now. If you don't get the first round, go, don't stop. Because somebody said, oh, you ain't bought nothing. You ain't this, you ain't that. So that'll throw somebody out, make them that low, get them low self-esteem and feel like you're nothing. Feel like you're nothing. But you know what the songwriter said, Dolly McCarthy said it, well, when you fall down, you're going to get right back up.
Yeah.
When you fall down, you're going to get right back up. You fall down, you're going to get right back up. So when you fall down, hallelujah, what I'm trying to say is, hey, you're going to get back up. And when you get back up, stay there in that spot.
Okay.
Not the same spot, but move on. Move on and be happy. I'm going to sign out right now. God bless each and every one of y'all. Have a blessed evening on Block Talk Radio, which is my colleague, Al Porter, and all the rest of the gang. And Queen B, I'm signing off. God bless you guys. Peace out right now. Amen.
Peace. Amen. This started off so well, and I have three more phone callers to go to. So let's go first with the 216-551. 216-551. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Brother Al Porter. This is Brother Chisholm. I'm calling, and first of all, let me thank you for inviting me on the show this evening. Just want to share some information. Can you hear me, Brother Porter?
Yes, I can, and we'd love to hear that information.
All right. So my family and I, we're putting on a concert. It'll be on April the 6th, that's 2023. That's a Thursday night, the day before Good Friday. And we're going to host it at the John Hay Auditorium. It's entitled The Living Room Worship Concert. It's to help gather these young people work in the school district. And we see a lot of young people just falling by the wayside in terms of what they're being subject to with the different music, the different television shows, and so forth. And they're being led astray. And so what we want to do is try to get their attention to understand that you don't have to prove anything to anybody in terms of the way you act, all the cussing and fighting and killing and all of that, that's just wasted time. And so we want to come and celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because it is the day before Good Friday. And so for those who know the Word of God, for those who love Jesus and as a follower, we welcome you to come out. That's on April the 6th, 2023. It's from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. That's at 2075 Stokes Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio. The cost is just $10. And I tell you what, we're going to do a special. Tickets are selling, but we're going to do a special. For those who are listening under the sound of my voice, if you purchase a ticket between now and Friday of this week, you can get the ticket for $5. We're going to cut it in half. We want to try to fill the place up as much as we can because if I don't know anything, I know that the best weapon we have is praising our Lord and our Savior. And so we want to have a good time in the Lord. We want to also be able to show these young people that's in these schools that you don't have to walk around and cuss people out and just to try to show an image that you are somebody. You are somebody in Jesus, amen? But you need to understand that you have to live right. And all this foolishness that's going on in these schools is not worthy. You need to understand that you got to serve our Lord and our Savior so that you can be all right. So, once again, John Hay Dramatics presents Living Room Worship Concert, Thursday, April the 6th, 2023, from 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Come on out and let's lift up the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And how can we follow you, your family, get in touch with you? Because I think it's very beautiful to have teenagers who all have magnificent voices. They play instruments. As a matter of fact, in a blizzard, how do I know? Because I was out there in a blizzard, at the Rock AME, Zion Church, 15415 Kipling, every first, third, fifth Sunday of the month, except they'll be doing the second Sunday on Easter Sunday. But you all showed up in the middle of a blizzard, and you all perform, and you all are happy. Tell me about the importance of having family there together.
Well, amen. Brother Porter, I'm a blessed man. I got blessed 23 years ago when God put me and my wife together. We were doing different concerts and so forth throughout the city. And we was in a play entitled The Lord Will Make a Way. And the Lord, he made a way. He put us together. We opened up for the Canton Spirituals at the Masonic Temple one night. And he just put me and my wife together on the spot, okay? And that was in October of 99. And in February of 2000, we got married, and we've been married ever since. And we have three teenagers now, 19, 16, and 14. And we just have been raising them in the fear and admonition of God Almighty. And when you plant your seed right, then you should see the fruit of your labor. And what we're seeing in our children is that God is truly working through them in their gifts and their talents. My son, he's majoring in music. He's at Tri-C right now, Berkeley program. My daughter is dancing at Tri-C. They all was dancing at Tri-C. They've been dancing there for about 7 or 8 years now. But my daughter's the only one still dancing now. And the baby boy, he's playing basketball, which is something he loves. Since a baby, he wanted to play basketball. And so, but they all have a ministry inside of them, music ministry. I believe there's some preaching that's going to develop. My wife said the Lord had told her when they were babies that a baby boy was going to be a bishop. So we nicknamed him the bishop. And so we're just seeing how God is truly working in their lives, and we're keeping them focused by keeping them in church, not by force, but they love it because they grow up in the church and they understand the importance of following God's truth. And so, therefore, it's not a pressure type thing. It's just something that they've you know, grown to love. And we're elated to know that they don't have to worry about all the peer pressure from school and so forth. They just be themselves, and they draw people to them, and then they explain to them that they are Christians and that they love the Lord and that they don't mind following the truth. And, you know, they share their testimonies with their peers and so forth, and they're drawing youth to the church. We belong to Inner City Missionary Baptist Church at 1643 East 55th Street in Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. And, you know, we're just trying to keep the young people in the safety of God. Amen. The Bible talks about a great falling away. And I believe that we are living in the end times right now because he said, just watch and pray, and you'll see. And we have seen things that we never imagined we'd be living to see, okay?
Yeah.
But we still have an obligation to our Lord and our Savior, to God, to tell the truth, to give our testimonies on how he's been so good in our lives. And that would draw others who don't know him in the pardons of their sin to try to understand who he is. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's why we're on this earth. And so we're just trying, once again, just trying to get the attention of these young people, because I know when I was a teenager, I didn't always do what was right. But I respected my elders. That's the difference. These young people nowadays, they have no respect for their elders, their peers, nobody, because they, for whatever reason, feel that they're invincible and that they're in control of their lives. And we know that's a lie. None of us is in control of our lives. There's a creator, and his name is God. And he has a son, Jesus Christ, who died for all of our sins. And so we are to grow and learn of him so that we can do his will with the lives that we have as ambassadors for him. And that way we glorify him and we'll be all right. So once again, we're just trying to get the word out with using the gifts and talents that God has blessed us with. And once again, we just want to invite folks to come and help us lift up the name of Jesus on April the 6th at John Hay.
Got you. Living Room, the John Hay Dramatics Presents Living Room Worship Concert, Thursday, April the 6th, 2023, 6 to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the John Hay Auditorium, 2075 Stokes Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, $10 admission, but for those listeners, $5. We appreciate your testimony this evening, and as we take our leave, thank you for what you're doing, reaching out for young people, giving your testimony about your family, because before I leave off of this phone call, my heart is heavy. I'm thankful of no fatalities, but on West 81st Street, Cleveland, Ohio, West Side, two 15-year-olds just shot within a couple of hours ago. Two 15-year-olds, and the suspect is another teenager, they believe. So just thank you for giving your testimony. May you and your family continue to be used by the Creator Most High. Thank you for the message.
Brother Al Porter, one more thing, too. You had asked me how can we get I'm going to send you another flyer with a QR code on it. And if we can get that in circulation somehow, I would appreciate it. I'm trying to get everything set up so that if people want to purchase their tickets, they can do so online through this flyer with the QR code. And also, if they want to, let me give you a number. One second here, that they can give us a call and make arrangements to. That's another way that we can do it as well. You can reach me at 216-505-1967. Once again, that's 216-1967. And once again, this is Brother Chisholm. You can also go on Facebook, and you can reach us through Chisholm, C-H-I-S-H-O-L-M. And you'll see information also on that platform as well. Once again, Brother Porter, thank you so much. I appreciate you and what you do. Amen.
Amen. Thanks again. Look forward to seeing you on April the 6th. And continued blessings. Appreciate you.
Amen. God bless.
God bless. And I'm going to go through. We have three more callers to get to. The one who called in and hung in, 216-820-216-820. How are you doing out there?
How you doing, Mr. Porter? I've had better days. This is Indo Dub from Black House Sound. And I just wanted to remind everybody of two things. Number one, my latest single is up there on YouTube. So please go to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube to check that out. And I just want to let everyone know that not next Wednesday at the Black on Black Crown headquarters, I will be making an announcement that's going to pretty much, you know what I'm saying, may make some people smile on the low because they don't have the cojones to say it to my face. And some of them's going to be pretty upset. But you know the old saying, you know, one bad apple spoils the bunch. And if I don't separate myself away from the bunch that caused the, you know what I'm saying, if I don't separate myself from that bunch that has that bad apple in it, I will get poisoned. So next Wednesday, if you all come to Black on Black Crime, you will find out what that announcement is. Okay. Much love to you all. Peace.
Peace. We'll be there front and center for that announcement. We're going to the other phone callers who are on the line. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the 216-412. 216-412, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Awesome.
That's good.
This is
excellent.
Party. This is for Party ET on Major Taps. I'm just calling in just to let y'all know I got a few events coming up. Y'all look on my my Facebook, my IG, whatever. Y'all see that.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I want everybody to congratulate me on me about to grab my media school engineer degree from media school broadcasting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Like I said, far other stuff on the way. Major Taps, it was a few events prior to this that I was supposed to be involved with, though. Well, an event, though. Major Taps won't be attending that, though. May it be a good event. May it go well, though. You can count Major Taps out. And my thing is here is to keep the peace, though. When it comes to certain things, certain things has to be evaluated in a different way. So I'm just like, my whole movement and things of how I do things is always putting out positivity, unity. You know, you got to stay dangerous. You always got to stay dangerous, though. So when it comes to staying dangerous, it involves being dangerous with the right ones. Like, people know my fidelity. People know my true character, who Major Taps is, and what his purpose is, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to putting together things. People know his, how you carry yourself as far as with some people don't, though. When it comes to professionalism, people know how you carry yourself in a professional matter and things of that nature. And, like, all I have to say is, like, this is the first time I ever pulled back from a show, though. Anytime that I have me and my family threatened, you know what I mean, that's a big issue. And I don't even go into detail. People could, whatever. People could do whatever they want, you know what I'm saying, go back to your, look, long story short, when it comes to that, anytime when it's being threats and then at the same time, a person has been reaching out constantly, doing what they can to make things, you know what I'm saying, decent and stuff. And then this is like, you just want to have this old cocky torch about something. And I'm not the only one, you know what I'm saying? And I understand what the definition of what extortion is, though. So I already knew what I was signing up for. So I just said, like, I'm just going to turn it down and walk away, because I'll be damned if I have anybody of my loved ones involved in a situation, you know what I'm saying, that's dealing with me and everything. We don't even have to roll like that. So with that being said, I am Major Taps. Y'all tune into my Facebook, my IG, you know, continue supporting Proprietor Entertainment Music. And may, you know what I'm saying, the blessed ones have a blessed day. And with that being said, peace.
Peace. I appreciate that. No matter what, it's always about doing your best to show respect and continue on. A lot of us disagree on a lot of different things, but no matter what, you got to be dignified about it. 216-440. I support everybody as best as I can. Why? Because I better. Let's go to that 216-288, and then following that, I go to the 216-471. 216-28. Going on.
Hey, this is Dantes Taylor. The person that's in charge of family to family with black on black. We
are
out here fighting for our people and everything else. And I can't wait to Wednesday when I go down to Columbus and give them my testimony on different things, on housing, on transportation, and other things. Yes. It's a group that's going down to Columbus, and I jumped in. I jumped in to represent black on black and make sure that we get heard down there in Columbus.
That's right. Family to family. That's, keep talking.
That's right, because we ready. We ready. We ready to bring a new face to down there in Columbus. We ready to do some new things. If these elected officials in Columbus ain't doing right, we gonna go down there and get them and make sure we get a recall and get them out.
Okay.
And, take them and everything else. We going down there to give them shake up so they can know that somebody in Ohio cares about our people out here. And I just thank everybody and everywhere. But coming up is the big barbecue sale that will be going on, that will be going on at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio 44110 on Saturday, May 20th, 2023. Yes. It will start at 11 to 7, and we got all kinds of, we got cowboy grilling, and we got other people that are gonna be there to help us rock it out and everything else. And a new opponent to this was, we gonna have some vendors, and it's $25 a vendor.
Okay.
We ain't gonna let the lot look. We just ain't gonna let them look at the lot and see an empty space. So call me, and you can get a vendor booth for $25. That's the best. But if you call me Thursday, I'll give it to you I give it to you for $15. If you heard it on blog, if you heard it on Blog Talk Radio, and you call me about Thursday, you can get it for $15. So come on out. Yes, we're gonna have all kinds of things. We got rib dinners. We're gonna have the pork and the beef, and we're gonna have chicken, and we're gonna have pork, beef Polish boys, and we're gonna have onion rings and fries and all kinds of sorts of things. And we're going to have three grills going. It's going to be a pork grill. It's going to be a beef grill. And it's going to be a chicken grill. So come out and support us. And we're going to have some homemade cake. This homemade cake is going to be so good. You get one in your dinner, but still, when you taste it, you're going to want another slice. Because I'm being for real. I'm being good. So this is, and some of the, And partial of the proceeds go to family, so we can get out in our community and do better
okay.
for our people. For more information, contact Dante Taylor at 216-288-5841. But come on out.
Thank you.
Yes, and come on out to the 21st Annual Gospel Fest Explosion 2023. That will be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 930 Kinsman on Sunday, June the 25th, 2023. Doors open at 2, dinner starts at 2:30. First program starts at 4, second starts at 7:15. Yes, and tickets go on sale March 25th, 2023. And tickets in advance, tickets are $27. You get a raffle ticket with this, and it's $27 in advance, all the way until May 26th. May 26th is the last day you can get the $27 tickets. Then they go up to $40.
Whoa. Okay.
So you got to get, we got a long time, you got a long time to get them tickets. And you have to, when you call, if you want two tickets, it's 27 plus 27. So, and then.
54, okay,
yes,
gotcha.
Yes, and we gonna rock it out. We got all the way from Alabama, we have the Blind Boys Alabama. And we have James Fortune. And we have the Brownette Gospel Singers. We have Major Taps. We have Mount Pleasant Mill Course and so much more. So don't forget us. Yes, and we have a presentation going on. And we have dinner sold to the public. Yes, and we have a raffle going on too. For more information, contact Dontez Taylor at 216-288-5841. And don't forget that at 8324 Cedar, that is Greater New Canaan, this is a It will be a pre-revival leading up to the Gospel Fest. Yes.
Okay.
And that will be June 22nd and 23rd at Greater New Canaan. It's the 21st Annual Gospel Fest 2023 revival. Yes, this is leading up to the revival. It's leading up to the Gospel Fest. And we just got confirmation yesterday that we can have it there. Yes.
Okay.
That's why I haven't announced it yet. But I will be putting together, and I will be in the next week or so telling you who are the preachers that are going to preach on this great revival and everything else. And the pastor is Reverend Watts. Greater
thank
New Canaan
so much.
Pastor is Reverend Watts. And I thank the Greater New Canaan Baptist Church for opening their doors to me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first church I called for this revival,
okay.
And they opened the door. And they opened the doors.
Excellent.
And I think, and I think Black on Black would that they opened the doors too, and helps out people out here in our community. And I think Black on Black that they come out and help me with my dreams and my goals that's going on. Oh, here, I just thank them that I'm by somebody that's putting my dreams and goals in place to work in the right direction. Because I remember when I used to have them going this way, that way, and the other way. But I got better because of Black on Black and Al Porter and Art McCoy and so many other people. And I thank them for trying to groom. I thank them, Major Taps and the Black on Black crew, to showing me how to get groomed for that council seat. I'm sitting back trying to learn it. So when I do go this time, it's a run where I can win. And I wait and I thank them for being on my team and helping me out. To do these goals. In 2024, I've been working on this CD for at least 4 years now, and it's coming out sometime next year. I can't tell you, but it's gonna come out sometime next year, and it's gonna be a blessing, a blessed CD, a blessed gospel CD. So don't forget, Dontaire Taylor, 216-288-5841. The person that's in charge of Family to Family with Black on Black. And if you want to be a part of Family to Family, come on over to Black on Black on Wednesdays from 7:15 to 9. And you can join us in being this great fight to make our wards better.
All right. And before we go to our last phone caller, hey, Major Taps chimed back in and said, thank you, Dontaire Taylor. And we appreciate the messages that you gave. Enjoy your evening.
God bless you.
God bless you. Man, I am excited, moved by some of the phone calls that I'm getting. So let's get this one from the 216-471. That's 216-471. What's going on out there?
Hi there. This is Pastor Evangelist Anderson of Gospel Divine Evangelistic Ministries, and we are getting ready for our 36th anniversary on Saturday, June 10th. And on June the 11th, the Lord's will, we're trying to bring in a gospel artist from out of town, and all McDonald, and our name is Sister McDonald, and we're trying to bring her in and all for the closing, which is that Sunday, June the 11th. But I need a lot of help now. We're trying to get enough money. It costs $1,000 or $1,400 to get to sit artists in town, especially this is my first time doing it, but I'm going to tell you something. God is good, but God is going to do whatever. There's some other things that I'm trying to do in order to make money and all to bring in the artists and everything else, too, for those times, you see. But it takes work, you know, and we got to work together for it. To make it work. Sometimes we gotta work harder, but there are other things. I thought about doing a pre-Mother's Day breakfast, you know, to raise up more money, and maybe doing a concert and invite Black on Black Crime. But I'm going to see if I can get a church going. If I can do it, either in New Light Missionary Baptist Church in May sometime, or greater New Canaan, may have to be, that one Sunday something like at 5
okay.
or 6. Yeah, where black and black, black on black can cry, can come on through and all and be a part for us to,
mm-hmm.
to lift up, you know, what we need, you know, to get it going and all. Takes work, but I know we're going to get there some kind
yes.
of way. Mm-hmm. We're going to get there by the grace of God for June 10th and 11th and all. So far. And I tell you something else. It also takes dedication and all. And it takes some other people, like other, sometimes some other politicians or anything to really jump right in. So if everybody would jump right in with
okay.
with gospel divine evangelistic ministries, we would be a team. Working together, however, brings about a change like Deacon Lee Adams used to say. It ain't done by ourselves. It's got to be done with other people and everything to really get it going. Other people got to jump right in, you know, and say, hey, I can help you with 100. I can put in this and that, and, you know, tell everything, pay, you know, whatever. And then the tickets, I'm gonna have some tickets, you know, pretty soon. This is for the banquet and for the musical. And I'm also going to have some flyers and all out so everybody can get busy, you know,
okay.
including donation and all letters. So let's all put our heads together and all and try to get things going and raise more money and all on things like candy, cookies, anything that will really get it off the ground more and more. And all. And if we do that, let me tell you, there'll be a blessing somewhere. And all. But all I can tell you is this. God is good. Greatly to be praised. See.
Thank you.
And also, and also, we as black on black crime, we got to stick together. And also about East Cleveland, I'm going to tell you, East Cleveland is down and don't have much, you know, protection going on. But I'm glad now the State Highway Patrol said they were stepping in, you know, for East Cleveland, you know, to get on, because it's not enough cops in East Cleveland like it's supposed to be. And I think if more cops get on board and all and so forth to keep the city just together and all and get some other things like some jobs in place and all for the young people and things like that, you know, the world would be a better place if we would step up. If we would step up. And if our parents will work with these kids and everything else and all and chastise them and get them into the church and things like that, honey, I don't think that even if we haven't gone up to back to discipline and corporal punishment, I don't think the jails would be that crowded, you know, like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Thank you. I appreciate the phone call and the information you gave. So thank you so much. Stay blessed, highly favored, and thank you, Evangelist Anderson.
Yes.
No problem. See, that's what happens when the Spirit moves the program. I always say, even if a person doesn't say they want to speak, I'm going to go to the phone line to see what they have on their mind, because you never know what they might be bringing to the table. Sometimes it can be something that's so phenomenal, something so strong, something so unique. It needs to be heard. So the one thing that I could say is I appreciate you all for definitely continuing on and tuning in. And my thing is this. When it comes down to it, This is voiceitradio.com. Well, if you didn't definitely tune in, you never know what it is that you might hear. I'm going to go back just because I get a chance to play something, The Protocol for Black House Sound.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman got to take the dough. Anything she say, it goes.
But you thought nobody was looking at
from head to toe. She says she's nothing like a Cleveland show. Some duffel bags being sealed back though.
This fine goddess walk through the door. Can't dispute, she beautiful. She trade down with that Louis though. Like some actress in a movie though. The wretched ones all in the face. Can't let the bros confuse me though. Like analog, she gave me number, I'm sure to call. I'm making up words like protocol. That girl was protocol. I got that notice off. She got that notice off. I'ma have to vote it y'all. 1 month, I voted y'all. Take your money, my motive y'all. But this diva got her point across. I'm beaming.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
An activist in the streets, just to let you know. I see the diva class walk through the dough. You approach me though, I know you don't mess with scrubs. I'm not B.I.G., I don't need a back rub. Tell them other girls they don't have to act up. Diva walk through the dough, make the others back up. I got the lyrical dishy, like you rap blood. It was late night, just tipsy, and not drunk.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe.
Yeah.
She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show.
Some
duffel bags being filled back
though.
Girl, I split that bill with her. The other dudes don't deal with her. Let me sit down and hit that kill with you and show you about this drill killer. I can't help but hear you talking. You say it's late at night, you 4 deep with your girl, but you still gave me the eye like Biggie. Let me whisper in your ear on that Casanova. Then I got her in the telly and she been over. Now I'm about to shock your body, let me more control it. She can do it with no hands, she's a pro, she knows it.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
She praying that my relationship fall. Chris wanna be that of the broad. Knowing well I don't like that junk at all. Going down that barrel of protocol. I ain't even running in that girl raw. She catching feelings out at the ball. She really gon' have to take a walk. Cause I don't need a woman that's gonna stall. I already gave you what you want. A one night stand is what you want. You want it to be your permanent thing. Well baby, kicks it ain't my fault. When it comes to the lust, you know it's the least. My doctor became your ride of beast. I'm a only resort to get like Barry White and practice what a breeze.
On everything she don't even know. A real woman coming in the door. Anything she say, it goes. She draped down from head to toe. She say it's nothing like a Cleveland show. Them duffel bags being filled back though.
That's from that Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2. It was a 4-disc set that came out. As a matter of fact, I can let you know it was on the soundtrack for 360 Degrees Talk Now, the film that was filmed by Brother Wealthy. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Peace.